Don and Darlene retired at age 62 and 60 with $800,000 saved, and they just want the peace of mind to know that they did the right thing. But will this plan backfire in their face? Stay tuned for their red, green, or yellow light assessment. Welcome to Rise in Retirement,
where it's our goal to optimize and simplify your financial plan.
I'm Jet.
And I'm Taco.
And we are financial advisors at W.A. Smith Financial Group, a firm trusted by thousands of individuals all over the U.S. Our mission is to help you focus more on your life, worry less about your money. Let's jump into it today.
Yeah, Jet, we got a great hypothetical case today. Don, 62 years old. Darlene, 60 years old. They've saved $800,000. They just made the decision to retire.
Yep.
And they're already second guessing it. Like, immediately they got that fear that they made the wrong decision. So we're going to talk about, you know, how to get that financial peace of mind that Don and Darlene are looking for.
Yeah, we talk about financial peace of mind. It means different things to different people. For them, peace of mind is, did we make the right decision? And they're starting to read some things. They jumped into it pretty quick. You'll see as we jump into the case detail here why they are worried. And our goal is to show you, what do you need to do to have financial peace of mind, at least in the broadest of scenarios.
Yeah. And if you guys like today's topic, make sure you share the page, like, subscribe, where we'll come to you with plenty more retirement tips and videos here.
Okay, so Don and Darlene. Don's 62, Darlene is 60. They just retired. For Don, it was time. Physically, blue-collar laborer, he was ready to go. You know, his body's telling him it's time. Darlene always wanted to retire along with Don. So it was kind of a foregone conclusion that they were going to go at the same time. They love spending time together. They want to spend a little bit more time with their family. They don't have huge aspirational goals when it comes to retirement. They're not going to buy a vacation home. They're not going to do a ton of traveling. They just want to spend more time with their family, who all still lives around the same area that they do. And they got $800,000 saved. $500,000 of that is from 401ks, pre-tax. The other $300,000 is just sitting in the bank.
Yeah.
They've saved it up. They haven't spent it. They were frugal. And so they jumped into this with 2 feet, full on. And now they're worried that they don't have enough. And part of the reason is because they started reading and Googling and listening to other people. And they came across an article that said, if you don't have at least $2 million, you don't have enough to retire. So here they are, and they're worried. And what we want to try to do is give them a red or a yellow or a green light here at the end as to whether or not they can stay retired.
Yeah. And have financial peace of mind.
That's the key. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, it's funny. We've joked about this before, but there's 1 million, there's 2 million, mm-hmm. there's
the articles,
there's this withdrawal rate. There's this, I mean, there's so many different ways and so many different things to read. But I think the key here is, you mentioned this, like, what does financial peace of mind? So we're going to break this down into,
yeah,
really five key areas or five examples that we can talk through that you can take home and say, hey, do I have these five things taken care of? So yeah. I'll start with number one, and it's probably the most important. We talk about this all the time, is where will supplemental income come from? So Don and Darlene have, if they choose to start taking Social Security, which is their plan right out of the gate, Darlene's got to wait 2 years before she can get on it. They have approximately $2,400, give or take, that will be coming in between the two of them. So number one is, where will they get the remaining dollars from to have all of their needs taken care of?
In their scenario, to put closure to that one, they want about $7,000 of net after-tax income. And if you gross that up, considering the fact that if they take distributions from that 401k money to get the supplemental income, they've got to pay taxes on that. It's looking like $5,400 a month is what they're going to have to pull from their $800,000 of assets.
Okay, right.
That withdrawal rate is 8.13%. So where's the supplemental income going to come from? Number one. Number two, let's talk about market downturns. In a scenario like this, we have to ensure that they have a plan where a market downturn will not flip them into panic mode. And we've seen this time and time again. It's very easy for anyone to say, oh, just invest long term and invest in the S&P 500 and you'll make 7, 8, 9% per year and you'll be just fine. You got plenty of money. You're not considering the emotional aspect of decision making when you're in that.
Yeah.
And the market's down 10, 15, 20, 25, 30% or more, and you're still taking $5,400 a month. It is not easy to just ignore the statements and the bloodbath that you see there and not worry.
Yeah. Yeah. And the issue that I see here with Don and Darlene when it comes to that is we hear 800,000, right? Remember, 300 of that is just sitting in a low interest bearing bank account because that gives them that little bit of peace of mind.
Makes them feel warm and fuzzy.
But there's a, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword, right? If had they been plugging that money into investments, you know, building that over the last couple of years leading up to retirement, we've seen a great market over the last, you know, 4, 5, 6 years. What could that 300 have become to help this picture? Well, again, their risk tolerance didn't allow them to do that. They like to build it, keep saving it, which has some big time benefits as well, you know, that we're going to actually get to on number three here. So number three is that, do you have enough money to be able to take withdrawals for random things or discretionary, you know, needs that aren't maybe built into your monthly budget? This could be, you know, vacations or home maintenance. You have to replace the roof, furnace goes out, whatever it may be, you know, these kind of random things. Do you have money to cover these?
They're already at an 8.13% withdrawal rate just on the regular need that they have to live their life.
Including the bank funds.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's like, it's easy to sit here and go, well, yeah, they have $300,000 sitting in the bank. They can use that. No, I mean, the 300 is being counted as a retirement nest egg, you know, at the end of the day.
Yep. Another peace of mind thing that we hear from a lot is you want to make sure, this is number four, you want to make sure that you won't become a burden to your family. So you've got your lifestyle and you've got your random discretionary needs and all of the income that you're going to take from the 800,000 in this case. What happens if Don goes into a nursing care facility or assisted living comes into play? They don't want to become a burden to their family. And that is the type of situation that could bankrupt their estate, essentially, especially if one or both of them go into, and you watch and you might know somebody that you might have a family member that's gone through something like this that you were involved with. You know how quickly dollars can evaporate in that type of situation. So to have peace of mind, you have to have enough money to be able to plan for something that will protect you in that scenario, which it's not looking like Don and Darlene are going to have that extra money to be able to buy something that will protect them from that scenario.
Right. And so number five, then last one, this kind of goes along with this is, do you have enough money to adjust for increased, you know, monthly needs? And this could not be that you're doing more. It's simply, it could be cost of living adjustments, you know, due to inflation.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it may be. Can you build into your plan increases in income, especially they're 62 and 60. It's not like they're 75 and, you know, their life expectancy is shorter. There's still significant amount of time that they need money to spend.
Yeah.
At this point.
I think Don and Darlene got into this mess by not focusing enough time on the front end. They looked at 800,000 and to them, that's a lot of money. And it is a lot of money. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's 800,000. That's a nice nest egg that they've saved. They were frugal. They worked hard for it. They got into this mess because they looked at their budget. They didn't think about taxes. They saw the distribution would be in the 6-7% range. And they thought, okay, you know, I've read that you can earn that over time with S&P 500 or index funds or whatever they saw.
Yeah.
And they go, I think we can do this. And they wanted to do it. So they jumped.
Right.
And, coming up here in just a second, we're going to give you a red, yellow, or green light on Don and Darlene. But what we want you to do first, awesome first step for you. If you've got a scenario that you're looking at that's similar to this or similar to any of our other videos, excuse me, head over to riseinretirement.com. We have a ton of valuable resources there that you can get your hands on.
Yeah. And one of the one being super important is to become a weekly Ascend 360 insider. It's a video. It's totally free. Number one, video sent to you every Thursday morning, just power packed with valuable retirement tips, information. You can get to there by clicking on the link in the description.
Yep, link in the description below. Head to risingretirement.com. If you're ready for a consultation, you want to talk to one of our advisors about your unique scenario, you can request a retirement tune-up financial review on that page. So back to Don and Darlene here. What color are you giving them?
What do you think?
It's pretty clear. It's a red light.
It's a red light here.
Now, that's to stay retired under their current goal set.
Yeah.
Right.
And let's give the reasons why.
Yep.
Number one, you know, and we talk about, you know, I already joked about this. Like, we hear a million, we hear 2 million, we hear withdrawal rate. Withdrawal rate should be used to an extent, especially when it's flashing red the way it is. 8.13%. It's too high, yep. Especially at 62 and 60. There's too much time, and with 300 grand of that just being in cash, not even really earning much for them, the withdrawal rate's not sustainable.
Yep. I'll give you two more quick ones. Number two, it's really going to be tough for them to ignore market swings under this scenario. You know, that $500,000 that they have invested, to keep up with their own withdrawal, they're going to have to be more aggressive with it. They're already risk averse. I foresee potential, without the right plan, without the right advisor guiding them, some bad decision making happening there. And then number three is healthcare, right? They retired at 60 and 62. And so they did factor healthcare expense into that monthly need, but where does that expense go from here? What if it gets higher? What if they underestimate what they're going to have to do there? So that's another expense that could tack on to their monthly need that they have.
Well, yeah, we see that a lot. Is you might build what the monthly premium is into your budget, but mm-hmm. a lot of times that insurance that you need from, you know, 62 right. to Medicare, you're still coming out of pocket for a lot of expenses as well. So there could be some additional expenses that come up if their health fails. So healthcare is a big one.
Yep.
You know, not having enough discretionary, you know, money for those extra things that may come up, the long-term care. So these all factored into why we're giving Don and Darlene a red light.
Yeah. Let's jump to key takeaways here as we close. My key takeaway for Don and Darlene is that they needed to do more heavy lifting on the planning side, on the front end.
Yeah.
And if they would have had some good conversations with an advisor that wasn't just based on investment allocation and withdrawal rate and, hey, we can make this work, I think they maybe would have waited.
Yeah.
I would have advised them to wait and just a couple of short years and maybe a little bit more homework on what retirement would look like under this scenario probably would have went a long way for them.
Yeah. My key takeaway is that it's never too late to be plugging away money for retirement. And so I just keep coming back to that. Hey, that's great. You had 300 grand sitting there, but in a historically low interest rate environment that we had for them leading up to this date, it was money just sitting there doing nothing where they could have been earning on that. Their 800 grand could be sitting at 1.1, 1.2 potentially.
Yep.
And they're going to look a lot better at that point.
And here's what I hear a lot. Why do you have all that money in the bank? Well, we weren't really sure what to do with it.
Right.
So you did nothing over a course of how many years, and that balance balloons and it didn't work for you.
Exactly.
So, that's the end of today's scenario. And, don't forget, like, share, subscribe, drop your comments below. Tell us what you thought about this case example. If you want us to cover your specific case, head over to risingretirement.com, get a hold of us. And we'd be happy to jump into your scenario on the next version of our series here.
Thank you, guys. That's it for today. We'll see you next time on Rise in Retirement.